Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I'm your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. We are reading today from the Book of Wisdom, Proverbs chapters 23 and 24 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. I won't be before you very long today. As is true, as we're reading through Proverbs, amen, I want you to be able to have some time to actually meditate on these words that we're reading. Think about them. Pray through, amen. Talk to the Lord. Allow him to talk back to you, amen, because he is the one that is going to make all the difference in your life, amen. He is the life giver, and his word is life. Glory to God. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord God, for life, health, and strength. We thank you, Lord God, for this time together, this time, Lord God, coming before you as humbly as we know how, acknowledging you, Lord God, as Lord and Savior, as the only living God, the one who is all-powerful, all-seeing, all-knowing, and omnipresent everywhere at the same time. Lord God, we honor you this morning. We give you glory and we give you praise. We recognize, Lord, that you are our strength. You are our keeper. You are our God, our deliverer, our help in the time of trouble. You are the one that holds all things in your hands, and everything is under your control, and there's nothing that is impossible or too hard for you. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord God, that our lives are in your hands and you love us with an everlasting love. Lord God, we give you glory, praise, and honor today. Amen. Open up your word before us, Lord God. Give us knowledge, give us wisdom, and give us understanding as we read this word, Lord God. We bless your name, Lord God, going forward. We ask, Lord, that you move every obstacle and destroy every yoke, every trick, Lord God, that the devil has played on us, Lord God, every road, Lord God, that was crooked, we're asking that you make it straight, Lord God, every area in our life that we need deliverance, we're asking, God, that you deliver us, oh, Lord God, our divine purpose, Lord God, burn it up. In the name of Jesus, and let your will be done in each and every one of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord. Amen. We're reading from Proverbs chapters 23 and 24. Amen. From the New King James Version of the Word of God. When you sit down to eat with a ruler, consider carefully what is before you, and put a knife to your throat if you are a man given to appetite. Do not desire his delicacies, for they are deceptive food. Do not overwork to be rich. Because of your own understanding, cease. Will you set your eyes on that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away like an eagle toward heaven. Do not eat the bread of a miser, nor desire his delicacies. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. The morsel you have eaten, you will vomit up and waste your pleasant words. Do not speak in the hearing of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of your words. Do not remove the ancient landmark, nor enter the fields of the fatherless, for their Redeemer is mighty. He will plead their cause against you. Apply your heart to instruction and your ears to words of knowledge. Do not withhold correction from a child, for if you beat him with a rod, he will not die. You shall beat him with a rod and deliver his soul from hell. My son, if your heart is wise, my heart will rejoice. Indeed, I myself, yes, my innermost being will rejoice when your lips speak right things. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but be zealous for the fear of the Lord all the day, for surely there is a hereafter, and your hope will not be cut off. Hear, my son, and be wise, and guide your heart in the way. Do not mix with winebibbers or with gluttonous eaters of meat. For the drunkard and the glutton will come to poverty, and drowsiness will clothe a man with rags. Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Buy the truth, and do not sell it, also wisdom and instruction and understanding. The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he who begets a wise child will delight in him. Let your father and your mother be glad, and let her who bore you rejoice. My son, give me your heart, and let your eyes observe my ways. For a harlot is a deep pit, and a seductress is a narrow well. She also lies in wait as for a victim, and increases the unfaithful among men. Who is woe? Who has sorrow? Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has contentions? Who has complaints? Who has wounds without cause? Who has redness of eyes? Those who linger long at the wine, those who go in search of mixed wine, do not look on the wine when it is red, when it sparks, whirls around smoothly. And the last, it bites like a serpent and stings like a viper. Your eyes will see strange things, and your heart will utter perverse things. Yes, you will be like one who lies down in the midst of the sea, or like one who lies at the top of the mast and saying, they have struck me, but I was not hurt. They have beaten me, but I did not feel it. When shall I awake that I may seek another drink? Do not be envious of evil men, nor desire to be with them, for their heart devises violence, and their lips talk of troublemaking. Through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong. Yes, a man of knowledge increases strength. For by wise counsel, you will wage your own war, and in a multitude of counselors, there is safety. Wisdom is too lofty for a fool. He does not open his mouth in the gate. He who plots to do evil will be called a schemer. Devising of foolishness is sin, and the scoffer is an abomination to men. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Deliver those who are drawn toward death, and hold back those stumbling to the slaughter. If you say, surely we do not know this, does not he who weighs the heart consider it? He who keeps your soul, does he not know it? And will he not render it to each man according to his deeds? My son, eat honey because it is good, and the honeycomb which is sweet to your taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be to your soul. If you have found it, there is a prospect, and your hope will not be cut off. Do not lie in wait, O wicked man, against the dwelling of the righteous. Do not plunder his resting place, for a righteous man may fall seven times and rise again, but the wicked shall fall by calamity. Do not rejoice when your enemy falls, and do not let your heart be glad when he stumbles, lest the Lord see it, and it displease him, and he will turn away his wrath from him. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious because of the wicked, for there will be no respect for the evil man. There will be no prospect for the evil man. The lamp of the wicked will be put out. My son, fear the Lord and the king. Do not associate with those given to change, for their calamity will rise suddenly, and who knows the ruin those can bring. These things also belong to the wise. It is not good to show partiality in judgment. He who says to the wicked, you are righteous, him the people will curse. Nations will abhor him. But those who rebuke the wicked will have delight, and a good blessing will come upon them. He who gives a right answer kisses the lips. Beware your outside work. Make it fit for yourself in the field, and afterward build your house. Do not be a witness against your neighbor without cause, for would you deceive with your lips? Do not say, I will do to him just as he has done to me. I will render to the man according to his works. I went by the field of a lazy man and by the vineyard of a man devoid of understanding. And there it was, all overgrown with thorns. Its surfaces was covered with nettles. Its stone wall was broken down. When I saw it, I considered it well. I looked on it and received instruction, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of hands to rest. So shall your poverty come like a prowler, and your need like an armed man. I have read and you have heard from Proverbs chapters 23 through 24 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. God keep you. And God anoint you in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope you will continue to join me as we continue through this journey. Amen. In a year, in the word. Amen.